This is Thankful Thursday. Now, we have a sound effect for that. So before I even say anything else, go ahead and play me my Thankful Thursday sound effect.
You got to be more thankful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
We thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell.
Have you said thank you once?
Thank you!
Nice. Good job, JP.
Thank you on this.
Thank you. Thank you, JP. Thank you. Thankful Thursday. So yeah, we nicknamed this one Thankful Thursday. We got Meatloaf Monday, Taco Tuesday. Of course, the camel talks to us on Wednesdays. Thankful Thursday now, and then tomorrow is Fri-yay. But that being said, as I was prepping the show this morning, I found a couple of stories. I go, man, I'm thankful for that one. Yay. And I thought, wait a minute. It's Thankful Thursday. I'm going to end the show on a few stories that I'm thankful for. And they're real. I mean, this is like news stuff. This is like things that are happening. A lot of it's happening within, you know, what I would call the golden age that we're reentering right now of America. And I will point out that earlier in the show, I took something that I was going to hold just for this segment. I thought, no, it also applies to the first segment. And so we played it earlier. I'm not going to play it again, but even CNN has been forced to admit that we are in what they call an explosion of optimism. CNN, they are a guy named Harry Enten. He's their polling analyst. He takes the polls. He runs through them. He pulled up two polls, one by Marist and one by ABC or NBC. I'm sorry. And he points out. He said, and by the way, if you heard it earlier in the show, the guy has had like way too much Red Bull. He was going wild. But he said that according to the Marist poll, 45% of Americans say that we're on the right track. He said that's the highest that Marist has measured that level of optimism since 2009. He said NBC came in at 44% in terms of people saying we're on the right track as a country again. That's the highest they've measured since 2004. 26 years. Y'all, this is 21 years. 21 years. That's impressive when you stop and think about the fact that Trump's only been in office for what? Has it been 90 days? How long has it been? How long are we in?
So January 20th, yeah. And this March 27th.
Okay, so yeah, we're barely over 60 days.
Yeah, just barely over 60 days.
Almost 70. That level of optimism right now is not just because people are hoping they're going to see something. It's because they are seeing something. And I'm loving this. And as I read stories in the morning, if you noticed, like for instance, there have been a number of sound effects you guys have gotten used to over the years, like jackassery here at Right Side. We play these certain sound effects, like jackassery. And we have adventures in, oh, thank you very much. And we have adventures in woke world. And we have things like cacistocracy. Cacistocracy is a word that we brought to your attention like 4 years ago that says cacistocracy is truly a word defined as a government run by the least competent of its citizens. Since November, I have not been saying those words very much. And it didn't even dawn on me till the other day. It's like, wait a minute. I've hardly even said jackassery. When's the last time I said cacistocracy? I haven't had to play Adventures in Woke World hardly at all. It's been crazy. How about this story? Loving this. Red State. On Tuesday, a federal judge in Anchorage, Alaska, issued a ruling that opens up a vast territory for renewed drilling on Alaska's North Slope. So basically what happened in the Biden administration, the Department of Interior under Biden canceled, like didn't just like prevent it from happening, but literally went in and there were oil and gas leases that were already being held for development and they canceled them outright, which is a breach of contract, by the way. They took it to court, Alaska did. Alaska just won. What that means is, and it points out here, it's not just a victory for Alaska, although it certainly is that. It's a victory for the American energy policy and for anyone whose lifestyle depends on reliable, inexpensive energy, which is like all of us. The state of Alaska, according to Corey Mills, their deputy attorney general, said the state of Alaska looks forward to working with the current administration on fully realizing the vast potential of the ANWR to grow Alaska's economy. Y'all, that is just a clear indication that the drill baby drill thing is happening, that we are seeing a complete sea change in our policies. How about this? Tulsi Gabbard, testifying as the Director of National Intelligence for the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence yesterday. Got this from Red State also. Red State was killing it today. Red State, She was asked why in her 2025 annual threat assessment report to Congress did she not include global climate change like the Biden administration had. You may recall that climate change was the existential crisis affecting all of us, and that even the Department of Defense had to address climate change. Gabbard's response was that while the intelligence community is aware of environmental factors and how they could impact certain operations, they did not deem global climate change to be an immediate threat to America. It's a whole new day, my friends. It is a whole new day. I saw that and I thought, I am so thankful. And then I saw this one. Y'all know this show. You know me. I love the military. It's been a huge part of my life. It still is. I don't know if you saw it or not, but yesterday, Vice President J.D. Vance, who himself was a Marine, went to Quantico, and he just hung out with Marines. He went out to the range, and he shot with them. He went to the dining hall, and he ate with them, and it did not look at all like one of those real stiff, stodgy moments where no one knows what to do, and the awkward politician tries to pretend they're a real guy. It looked like a real guy showed up and just had a lot of fun. He got what Red State is calling a raucous welcome from fellow Marines. And he greeted them with he got out there and the first thing he did was, "Yahoo!" And everybody knew exactly they had a Marine at the vice president level. He said that he was a proud member of the E4 Mafia. And of course, the enlisted guys loved that. He said it was time for the colonels and the generals to listen to corporals for a change. and they loved him. And he talked about how hard it was when back in the day he bought a used Honda Civic on his E4 salary, and you know, and everybody there identified with it. And I'm just telling you, this is a whole new day when we're watching the military, the FBI, the department or the director of national intelligence, the ICE and the southern border, the drill baby drill, listen, I'll be honest with you. The fact that I haven't had to use the cacistocracy sound effect hardly at all in months is a clear indication that we have a lot to be thankful for right now. As conservatives, as right side ruffians, you know it's true. I ran long, but it's Thankful Thursday. I had to get that in before the thing. I'll come back and take some text messages and take you guys all the way to go home time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.